listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we have one of the longest listing dishes going on. And so we're talking to Shammy and her beautiful, not ugly, beautiful poinsettia sweater.
Thank you.
Can we give the listing dish number out one more time, Griff?
It's 2525-9562-7719.
So that's 2525-9562-7719.
So your description is, the text is exactly what should be there. There's a little weird thing going on with the bullet list, which is, it's bulleted the continuation of the line, pretty sweater embellished with rhinestones, beads, and appliques of holly and poinsettia. So it's reading that as two lines. You may want to.
So you want to bring and appliques of holly and poinsettia up to the first bullet point.
Right. So I would go into the edit. Click the mouse before the line and just hit backspace until it's up against the S of beads, and then put a space and it should fix it. I don't know if everyone's seeing this, but on my machine, and this, again, it may just be the machine because this is weird how the descriptions work. The, everything from the top of the description down to the last bullet item, material 100% cotton, is looking as sans serif like Arial text. But then underneath that, it goes to a serif text like Times New Roman. Are you seeing that?
I usually use just one font.
Yes, one font.
Are you seeing it, Lee? That
I am seeing it as well.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I'd go in and just change it all to one font. It would look a little bit better. But this is, these are quibbles. These are like the little tweaks that we would do. But they don't make the text harder or easier to read. You can still read it. And everything is pretty easy. I would say I might, whenever I do measurements, I like to put each measurement on a separate line. So I might say length 30, new line, shoulder to shoulder 27, underarm 26.
But we love what you've done there. Yeah. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, and it's easy to read. There's not a lot of text. I don't have to like sit down and get a cup of coffee and put on my slippers and say, well, this will take me 3 hours to get through. Because it's really brief and to the point, and it has everything I need to make a decision, all the information I need. And that along with your photos, which again are not bad. They're not bad pictures. I can see, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to get looking at these photos. So, yeah, I think overall it's a good list. I'm going to give it a 4.9.
Me too. 4.9.
Oh.
Pretty good, Shammy.
Oh.
That's zero to
Thank
five.
You.
Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
What can I do to increase my overall sales on eBay or InfoConiMart?
One of the things is to make these changes in your listings.
Yeah, I would make the changes first. Know your market. So let me just have a look at what you're selling. I'm going to go to your store right now. You've got sizable inventory. And the pictures, this looks good. Your store page. I like your store page. These look good. So it's hard to say. Apparel. It wasn't always the case, but the clothing, shoes, and accessories or apparel categories at eBay for the longest time were easy to make a niche market in, but it's now a very, very saturated category on the whole. There's millions and millions of items. So the competition is a lot fierce, not just for sellers' wallets, but for sellers' eyeballs. So if you search, you know, for something like woman's top, you're going to get, well, let's see what happens when you get women's top. Let's just say that. Because, you know, women like to buy tops. I do too. 2,488,793 items. So almost 2.5 million. So it's not easy anymore to stand out in the clothing, shoes, and accessories category. It's not impossible, but it's not easy. So you have to find ways to make yourself stand out. So I always tell people, for me, one of the reasons, I've been selling men's brand name shirts now for about 5 years. And I've discovered over time that I only focus on hot brands. That the lesser known brands in men's apparel, just don't sell that fast because people aren't looking for them. And even though it might be a nice shirt, it kind of gets lost. So it's one of the realities of the marketplace when it comes to apparel. So I think you're doing a lot of stuff right, and your prices to me seem very reasonable. One thing that I would consider, since most of your listings are fixed price, is I would add the shipping, average shipping for an item, into the item price so that you can say free shipping. And that's not because
I would be willing to pay $17 and something for this, and that could include the shipping.
Exactly. I think you're going to – this is what we discover about buyers, is that buyers are willing to pay – if you have an item that's $2.95 and $7 for shipping, they are more likely to buy it if it's $9.95 free shipping.
Yeah, I mix them. I have a few auctions. Not too much. I don't do very well with auctions, but I do have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
If you don't do well with auctions, I wouldn't use them. The problem with auctions for clothing, and we talk about this a lot. I've never been a fan of the auction format outside of what it's meant for. And it really only, it works best. Auctions work best for items that are highly sought after. And or are very rare. So the demand is aggressive and the supply doesn't meet the demand. Auctions can help drive your prices up. But for most cases, especially in apparel, if it's not a hotly sought after item, your chances of doing okay with an auction are not as good as with a fixed price. And the reason is because the vast majority of buyers who are buying clothing don't want to buy it at auction. It doesn't make sense to them. They just want to pay a price and get the item.
Okay. That makes sense.
Shammy, thank you so much.
Shammy,
first time listener.
Look at this.
First time listener.
So I'm looking at some, I just looked at one of her items. It's called a men's shirt, fox hunt, plaid checks, long sleeve, button down, size M. These photos are exceptional. These are really nice photos of that shirt.
Oh, which one is it?
It's a Gant shirt, a plaid Gant shirt, and it says Fox Hunt plaid. You should have Gant in the title, by the way.
I know. I've had that forever. And
it's a very nice set of photographs. Put Gant in the title.
Oh.
Just like we ask you to put Victoria Jones in the other title.
Ooh, look at this.
Put Gant in the title.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
You know
what, Griff and Shammy, we have other people waiting.
I know, but I'm looking at her stuff and now I want to shop.
I know you do. I know you do. Shammy, will you?
I really, really appreciate your help. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Shammy.
Shammy, call us back anytime. We love to help people who are new listeners.
We do.
Thank you.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Bye-bye. So I'm going to ask the trivia question one more time, and then we'll go to the next phone call. So in the early 50s, something was created because of Thanksgiving. Something, a mishap about Thanksgiving happened to a company, and they created something. What was it? Monique from Knoxville, Tennessee, is on the line with us, Griff. She's known on eBay as Nilus Fashions, NILUS_Fashions. Hey, Monique, nice to talk to you. And so what is your question or comment?
I think I have the trivia answer.
Okay, and what do you think it is?
TV dinners?
Yes. Yay! So do you know the story behind it? Okay, let me tell the marketing story. Griff, this is fascinating.
Okay.
So in late November 1953, Swanson and Sons had a big problem. They had completely overstocked on turkey meat, and Thanksgiving had already passed. They had 260 tons of turkey left over.
Yikes.
The company's founders freaked and presented their employees with a challenge. Could anyone figure out what to do with the nearly 250,000 pounds of bird? And what happened next was Jerry Thomas, a shrewd Swanson & Sons salesman, traveled from his company's base in Nebraska to the kitchens of Pan American Airways in Pittsburgh. And at the time, Pan Am was testing single-compartment foil trays to serve warm in-flight meals. You remember those, Griff, from flying many, many years ago?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Thomas borrowed one of the trays, and borrowed is in quotes.
Stolen.
Conveniently slipping it into his coat pocket, and spent his return trip drawing up plans for a three-compartment version that would ensure that peas and gravy would never touch each other. He went back to the office. He told the founders of Swanson & Sons, look, I got this idea. So within a year, the company had sold 10 million meals.
Wow.
So that's a marketing story and a half, I'll tell you. So, Monique, I understand you also won a listing dish.
Yes.
All right. Let me give out the number, Griff. It is 2627.
2627.
2230.
2230.
9134.
9134.
So again, that is 2627 2230 9134. Oh, Griff, right up your alley here.
Well, kind of.
Sort of, yes.
Sort of, in a way. This segment was brought to you by DOBA. 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. Bstock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BstockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BstockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
More than 40 million green bean casseroles are served on Thanksgiving Day. 20% of cranberries are eaten on that day as well. 50% of Americans put the stuffing inside the turkey, and 91% of us eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a top-rated buzz at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And before we go back to dishing Monique's listing, I want to mention to you, Monique, send me email at lee@voicemarketing.com. And in the subject line, put trivia. I won the eBay Anna trivia contest or something about I won the eBay Anna. Would you do that for me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, back to the listing dish. So, Griff, you want to read the title?
Let's start with the title. It says Christmas Holiday Green, Santa Claus Red Snowman, Novelty Neckties, Lot of Two. So I think the title has some good words in it, but you're not selling a Christmas holiday or a green Santa Claus
or a red snowman.
You're selling a tie. So you want to have that word first. It should say men's necktie. And then put the other stuff about it. So, man, I want to look and see here. Is that a brand name? I can't really see the label. Let me look
yeah,
at this.
Two different.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah, I think you'd want to put the brand names in there.
One is a Churchill, and one says Wembley.
Yeah, and then you don't need to necessarily put Santa Claus or snowman. You can just say, you know, Christmas holiday tie, you know, so you'd say green and red, of course, but I you're missing out here with the not putting men who buy men's ties, like to know the brand name. In fact, they actually search sometimes for brand names. So I'd have those in there. One is Wembley and one is Churchill Collection. Now that's a lot of words for your title. And what you've done with the brand and the item specifics is you've actually nullified its purpose, because you've done something that we recommend against, which is when you put a brand in, you put one brand. When you put two brands in and you've got a brand with a set Churchill/Wembley, now if I search for Churchill or Wembley, I'm not going to find this item.
Okay.
So I would consider perhaps, number one, splitting up the two, because they're two different brands, so that you can, I'd have two, if it were me, these would be two different listings. If it were me, this would not be an auction. Unless you can research to show that these are really highly sought after and rare, I would not use the auction format. I would try to research their relative value and just offer them at that price. The vast majority of people who shop on eBay in the non-antiques or non-collectible categories don't like to bid on items. There is a small segment. There's a segment of the buyer population who love auctions. But if you're trying to market your item to as wide an audience as possible, this is not, and I spend a lot of time talking about this, it's not the best format for these two ties.
And you know something else, Monique and Griff? People start getting invited to holiday parties right after Thanksgiving. Companies have them all December.
Yeah.
So people are looking for these ties right away. So they may want to do a buy it now rather than an auction. Just a thought for right now.
Yeah. So I definitely would not, I would never use the auction format for these items.
No.
It's not effective. So that's so far advice. The photos themselves aren't bad, by the way. Although I would recommend one thing. Your first photo is a really standard and successful way of showing a tie. A tie is a hard thing to show because what you've got is, it's this long piece of fabric, and you know, it's hard to show that in a photograph. But the first photograph is, that's a very successful standard way that retailers will market ties in a photo. They roll them up like that. So that's really good. And your second photo is good because it shows them kind of opened up, and I can see that the pattern is repeating. And all the other photos aren't bad because I can see the tie. It's around the neck of a very pale man, a mannequin. And that's a great way of doing it. There's one thing missing which really can help sell a tie. Do you know what it is?
What is that?
It's a tie that's tied in a shirt. So if I were selling ties, I would utilize a mannequin like this. I would put a suitably fitted white shirt on him. And then I would very carefully, with a very clean Windsor knot, show the tie in situ as a tie. Because that's how it's going to be used. That would be helpful, very helpful to a buyer. It could actually be the thing that kicks them over the cliff and gets them to take their wallet out. So, not bad photos, but I think your photos otherwise are pretty good. They're nice, sharp, and clear, and I know exactly what I'm getting. But if you want to market, a little bit more aggressively, I definitely would have a picture, at least one, of the tie as tied in it on a shirt collar.
Okay. I'm going to have to learn how to do that.
Oh, it's not hard. You
can Google it.
When you're in a thrift store, look for a clean white shirt that will fit that mannequin. And then when you do a tie, just one of the shots, take the tie. If you don't know how to tie a Windsor knot, Google it, and it'll show you how to do it. And you might have to work on it, but it could be worth it. You get a nice photograph of the tie on a shirt, tied on a collar on a shirt, and it can help a buyer make a decision.
Okay, what about her item specifics?
Well, they're all good except for the brand, because here's the thing about item specifics, and we talk about this a lot on the air, but it bears repeating over and over. When you have an item specific, whether you've created one or whether and you've got two here where this is a problem, whether you've created one or you're,
using one of theirs,
think of an item specific as an equation, and the equation has two sides. So the left-hand side is the label or the attribute, and the right-hand side of the equation is the value. So in this case, the attribute or the label is brand. It can only have one value. It can't have two. It can't have two separated with a slash. When you do that, unless there is a brand called Churchill/Wembley, you have automatically disqualified that item specific. It will not show up in brand search. It will not show up on Google shopping for brand search because this is an unreadable item specific.
How about color and material?
Same thing. So material, it's the color, it says green/red. You've just completely eliminated color from buyers finding this. If a buyer is looking for a green tie, they're not going to find your item. If they're looking for a red tie, they're not going to find your item. The only time they might find this item, if somebody says, I'm looking for a green/red tie, because now that matches the value you created for this. So green/red, if someone searches for that, that should show up. How many people do you think are going to search for green/red?
Very few.
Very few.
Same thing
with polyester silk in your material. You've taken the attribute material and you've given it a value. You've attempted to give it two values, but you've created a value that doesn't exist that people aren't going to look for. So that's really important whether you're using the pre-supplied item specifics or if you're creating them. Think of it as a label with only one possible value.
What about length and width?
I'm not quite sure. So this looks to me like it might be an eBay. That wasn't one you created, right?
No.
I think that's an eBay one.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's cool. Because what it is there'll be a certain number of these particular item specifics, and they'll show up in the tie category. And I think if we go there, I'm just going to go to the tie category quickly. And when you're looking, let me see what it says here. Length. Yeah, length, we provide three different options. Classic, 57 inch to 60, long, greater than 60, and short, less than 57. And then there's always the default, not specified, if you don't choose anything. So, yeah, those are eBay supplies. So those are fine.
Okay.
Now the description.
Can I ask you, like,
sorry?
Can I ask you a quick question? If you have some items that you're selling in a lot and it comes down to the material, what do you put? Like if you have several different types of,
I would not put a lot of clothing together unless it was the same brand and the same material. I would not create a lot of it. It doesn't make sense. I want that green tie. I don't want the red tie, but I have to buy the red tie if I buy this. You don't see retailers do this much. What they do is they have every item is a separate, purchase listing. The same, you can do this on eBay. I would have two listings for this, one a green and one a red tie. I wouldn't be putting this as a lot of two ties. That would solve the problem immediately.
Now, how about her description?
Well, her description is good at the beginning because it's easy to read. So she talks about the two ties and she says the brand and the, you know, everything's mm-hmm. great. But then we've got a problem under that. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't wait. Call us now, 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
In the U.S., about 280 million turkeys are sold for the Thanksgiving celebration. There's no official reason or declaration for the use of the turkey. They just happen to be the most plentiful meat available at the time of the first Thanksgiving in 1621, starting the tradition. Happy Thanksgiving. Listen while you list.